moving in and I'm gaining a brand new face. And I'm losing some closet space, but that's okay. She's moving in and my life's filled with new unknowns. And she's brought everything she owns, but that's okay. And the bathroom's a battlefield with no quarter given. Well, I guess that's the way it is when you've got a living. And the fact that I can't even locate my razor doesn't seem too important and it doesn't seem to faze her. But I really need my razor. But it's hiding somewhere buried deep within the miles of makeup and the hairspray and the eye cream and the 5 tubes of spermicide and the ointment and the salve. And I guess everyone must have this many tampons. My God, the tampons. She's got boxes and boxes and boxes and boxes of tampons. I understand that tampons are in need, but how much can one person bleed? And she's moving in and she's suddenly brought a cat. Nothing terribly wrong with that, except my allergies. She's moving in, I'll be sneezing all day. She's moving in, it'll all be okay. Not only do we share this apartment, not only do we share our feelings, now we share something new, something we've never shared before. Now we share a contract, a little contract, a 12-page contract. And there's clause after clause after clause after clause in the contract. And my only liability, it would seem, is my ability to read the contract. 'Cause the language is a little dense, and it really doesn't make much sense, with recurring words like recompense and have.